This week, the International Whaling Commission met on the Portuguese island of Madeira. The location was symbolic. Madeira has given up its whaling industry. But despite a 1986 moratorium on commercial whaling, Japan, Iceland, and Norway have all continued to hunt whales. As Jerome Sokolowski reports, at this week's meeting, delegates from more than 80 countries have been unable to bridge their differences.
An inflatable boat with two powerful motors glides slowly out of Madeira's Funchal Harbor, carrying a dozen tourists on a whale-watching trip. It's a gorgeous day. The waters of the Atlantic are smooth, providing a near-perfect mirror image of the sky.
So keep looking this direction. We have some sperm whales.
The boat moves carefully toward the mother and calf as the sperm whales swim in the clear, cold waters of the North Atlantic. Marine biologist Alicia Freire says these boat trips try not to disturb the massive sea mammals.
We slow down the speed when we see a group of animals. We approach slowly. We don't force an approximation. We always try to keep a distance from the animals.
A generation ago, many of the boats that plied these waters did just the opposite. Thousands of sperm whales were harpooned in the decades before the ban. Now, Madeira has a thriving whale-watching industry, and it's become a poster child for those who say whales are worth more alive than dead. But whaling nations say it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. Karsten Klepsvik is Norway's commissioner at the IWC. He says it's about national sovereignty.
Whaling, per se, is not important for Norway at all. Why we are doing whaling is because we are a big resource utilization nation, and for us to be able to utilize the natural resources in a sustainable, scientifically based way is extremely important.
Norway and Iceland account for roughly half of the 2,000 whales killed annually. Japan says it kills the other 1,000 for what it calls scientific research. The anti-whaling bloc, led by Australia, alleges that's a guise for commercial whaling by Japan in an Antarctic whale sanctuary.
Australia believes you don't need to kill a whale to do proper science.
Donna Petroshenko represents Australia at the Whaling Commission. She says the organization itself has become obsolete. Set up to manage commercial whaling, Petroshenko says it should now focus on conservation.
We've looked at the organization, which has its origins in 1946, and the world was very, very different in 1946 than in 2009. That's why we come here with a reform agenda to change the focus of the IWC, to modernize it.
Australia and other countries want the IWC to consider other threats like climate change and collisions with ships. It's also estimated that around 300,000 dolphins and whales are killed each year after being entangled in fishing nets. Back on the inflatable boat, the passengers are awed by the sight of gigantic sperm whales with their tails thrust high above the water.
C'est criminel parce que c'est comme des espèces qui sont là.
Frenchman Emile Sassa says he thinks it's a crime that whaling continues despite the 23-year-old ban. The IWC members have given themselves another year to reach some kind of agreement. If they fail, observers say the organization will likely fall apart. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski on Madeira.